You are spending your money completely wrong. You're also saving it completely wrong. Frankly, everything you're doing is probably wrong. But it's not too late. Let's start from scratch. So understanding the important dynamics of personal cash flow management, the inflow and outflow of your money, is not just a financial task. It's a critical strategy if you are even remotely aiming to secure your financial future. Beneath this all is the art of budgeting and spending wisely. When you can pinpoint how every dollar in your account is spent and distributed, you can avoid debt and avoid having to tap into your emergency funds for non-emergency spending. You can allocate resources based on your current life circumstances or the phase of life that you're in. Saving your money and investing it properly is a process of cyclical adaptation and evolution. Setting and achieving your financial goals, whether short-term or long-term, becomes a calibrated process with efficient cash flow management. And the psychological peace that comes from having a firm grip on your finances cannot be overstated. Mastering your cash flow is more than a financial tactic. It's a lifestyle choice that aligns with your aspirations and values. Before we dive deeper, let me introduce you to what I call the personal cash flow archetypes. The way I see it, we have five general archetypes that essentially all human beings can fall into categorically. 1, the lifestyle worker. 2, the stable career. 3, the academic. 4, the self-employed. And last but not least, 5, the entrepreneur, founder, humanitarian. Whatever you want to call that last one, these names are pretty generic overall. But let's dive deeper. As you make your way through life, you will likely evolve throughout the various archetypical groupings. Quite frankly, that's how it's meant to be. You will age and your lifestyle habits will change. So too will your spending and investing habits. It's just a necessary part of the process. And if you are aware of it in the moment rather than fighting it, you can achieve the infinite money glitch. Just kidding, that doesn't exist. But you will achieve financial success and potentially freedom. Ultimately, the goal is to transition from work-dependent income to asset-generated income. Of course, all of this requires the baseline of building your assets over time, and that requires a long-term strategy and discipline, especially in the early stages of asset accumulation. Now, let's take a look at this graph. On the x-axis, you'll see your age. On the y-axis, you'll see where you should likely be within the spectrum of archetypes. Correlation here is very important. Stick around for a bonus archetype at the end of the video that might completely contradict everything I'm sharing with you. To start, the lifestyle worker archetype prioritizes work-life balance and experiences over long-term wealth accumulation. Often works in the gig economy, freelance, part-time jobs. For the lifestyle worker, financial management strategies typically focus on creating a flexible budget that accounts for fluctuating income and prioritizes essential expenses, including savings for periods of lower income. It would also include a larger emergency fund to cover expenses during periods without work or between gigs. Investments for lifestyle workers would revolve around continuously investing in knowledge or skill acquisition or improving existing ones to increase marketability and income. The next archetype, the so-called stable career archetype, focuses on stability and long-term wealth building. They tend to value job security and steady income, and they typically work in fields with clear career paths such as government, education, or the corporate sector. They try to maximize retirement contributions, and they do this by taking advantage of employer-sponsored retirement plans such as 401ks and aim for the maximum contribution where possible. Additionally, they focus on building a diversified investment portfolio to grow wealth over time, considering mutual funds, stocks, and real estate as part of a balanced strategy. If you find yourself at this point in the archetypal journey, you'll want to ensure that you have adequate insurance coverage and an estate plan in place. Next, we have the academic. They find themselves in a constant roller coaster, or quest, to be nicer about it, of balancing their finances in order to go deeper into their research or studies. They typically plan for irregular income, kind of like the lifestyle worker, but they do this by setting aside portions of grant or stipend money to recover during needed times. They will regularly seek alternative income sources, explore consulting, online courses, or writing opportunities to supplement income. It is definitely a wise decision for academics without access to employer retirement plans to explore IRAs or other retirement savings options to ensure long-term financial security. Following this, we have the self-employment archetype, otherwise known as small business owners, the mom and pop shops, if you will. These individuals maintain a clear separation to manage cash flow effectively and prepare for tax obligations, and often set aside a percentage of income during profitable months to cover slower periods and personal salary. They typically run a business or work with freelancers with income closely tied to business success. process. They should be primarily focused on strategically reinvesting in their businesses for growth while ensuring that their personal financial needs are met. This is a delicate balance, and achieving mastery and understanding in this area of investment is crucial for this archetype. Last but not least, we have the humanitarians archetype. The individuals willing to take on extremely difficult and high-risk ventures and situations for the potential of extremely high-yield outcomes. These ventures range from technology to entertainment to social enterprises with potential for high rewards. But initially, these all typically start with significant financial instability. Strategies for these individuals include mitigating risk by diversifying income sources and maintaining a portion of an investment portfolio outside of the venture itself. In addition to this, these individuals benefit from lean living. In other words, they keep personal and operational expenditures low to extend the runway of the venture and their personal savings. For maximum success, this archetype must do frequent reviews on their financial standings, budgets, and all the finer details of wealth management on a regular basis, since these individuals are constantly adapting. I think personally, I've always struggled with the planning archetype and the playing it safe archetype. I was always the entrepreneur. I was building the businesses, taking on the risks, and managing the cash flow was always difficult. And I think saving for the future was something I didn't do very well because I was always building towards the future. And I think, you know, I'm more at the humanitarian archetype right now. You know, I've been an entrepreneur, an investor, etc. Now I'm trying to do some good in the world. I have a foundation. We do a lot of good in Africa, for example. And, you know, for me, it's more about giving back. But I've had to get to this point by really going through all the different archetypes of being a human, you know, managing money and surviving in this world, and figuring out which ones I wanted to be and which ones I didn't want to be. For example, I was never really a lifestyle type of guy. I cared about my career, but I wasn't a corporate guy either. And being an entrepreneur has its own set of rules that, you know, you can make up for yourself. You can figure out what works for you, what works for someone else. It could be very different things. I struggled a lot with financial planning, and only when I got to what I'd call escape velocity, where I made enough money that I didn't have to worry about the basics and the basic planning, that I really sort of got into my own. But that took a long time. And, you know, I'm now at a point where I don't have to check my credit card bills every month to worry about what my spending levels are. And, you know, I think everyone will be in a different phase of their life and have to figure these things out. I can say that, you know, the more upside you have in life, the more time you have to get to a certain point in your career, the more errors you can make. The older you get, the fewer errors you can make because retirement's around the corner. So if you're in your 20s, and you're thinking about how do I build a career, how do I build a future for myself, you know, take more risk. You can mess up in your 20s quite a bit, and you've got the energy and time to get there. If you're in your 50s or 60s, well, you got to slow down and take stock of where you are. And you got to figure out how you're going to save what you have for a time if it's not enough, or how you're going to build income streams. And if you're somewhere in the middle, figure out how and what you want out of life in those years. If you're in your 30s and 40s, what's most important to you? But realize that you are getting older every single year, and you're getting closer and closer to retirement. And do not hope that the government is going to bail you out and pay for your retirement. You have to be independently wealthy and successful into retirement, because we've seen this happen too often. Governments screw up their budgets. The people pay for it, and they pay for it in many, many ways. So always try and have whatever savings you have outside whatever government pensions and funds that you're invested in, that should be enough to sustain you. The government money you get should be just the cream on top. Do not try to retire with government pensions. It never ends well for the people who do. Now, for the bonus archetype for you guys that have stuck around, let's talk about what I call the calculated gambler. These are individuals that make extremely calculated but highly risky moves when it comes to investing. Rather than focusing on existing trends, they experiment with their investments and spending and learn from their mistakes or failure, or sometimes gamble themselves into a pit. Their cash flow habits are also directly tied to their personal values and long-term goals rather than immediate desires or societal expectations. They will often outsource or automate certain elements of their cash flow management, and rather than honing in on the craft themselves, entirely rely on systems or individuals to guide them through that process. If you are curious about this archetype and how to effectively live like a calculated gambler, check out the best-selling book, Busting Loose from the Money Game, by Robert Sheinfeld. The only way to truly mess up in this archetype is to completely neglect the results of your experiments. So, wherever you find yourself along this matrix of personalized cash flow management and archetypes, it's important to remember that these guidelines are meant to help you navigate in the most efficient way according to your lifestyle. This is like a menu, more so than a roadmap. Which archetype are you? Did we miss any? Let me know in the comments below. If you found value in our discussion today, I encourage you to like this video, subscribe to our channel, and don't forget to hit the notification bell so you never miss an update. Please share this with your friends too. Thank you for watching, and we look forward to seeing you in the next video.